He hung up the phone.
You're going to Louisiana.
For what? He reached into his pocket and pulled out a set of keys, working through them and pulling an item off the ring.
Go to the stairwell at the end of the hall and use this to get out.
He held up the small gray button.
Go up 4 flights of stairs and use the same fob to get into the executive garage at the top.
I huffed out a breath of understanding.
Take the Phantom and go meet with one of your bosses. Not at their house or the casino. Meet somewhere else. Which one would kill to protect you?
He asked the question without a slice of levity. Each word weighted in the careful instructions of something deathly important. My breath shortened, as if in preparation for flight. Either. They would. Either of them, if it was necessary to protect me, would kill someone. I believed it the day I was followed from Ian's, and I believe it now.
I'm going to text you a number. Call it when you get with one of them.
He passed my bag to me.
Is your gun in there?
I nodded, glanced down at my feet. I need my shoe. It's... I pointed in the direction of the living room, and he stepped forward, his eyes focused on the Nike, not looking at Gwen. Gwen. His wife. I felt nauseous.
Hurry.
I stepped toward him for a hug, a kiss, some form of comfort. He moved away, gesturing to his shirt, which was smeared with bright red blood.
You can't get blood on you, and you need to go now, before anyone gets here.
He stepped toward the house phone and lifted the receiver. I stayed in place. I couldn't leave like this. He was sending me away? To Louisiana? He was telling people I was dead? Someone just tried to kill me, and forensics was keeping him from kissing me? Maybe it was more than that. I thought of the way he had fallen to the floor beside her body, calling her name over and over, begging her to wake up. He told her that he loved her, told her he was sorry. He had been sorry over us. We had done this. Dario, I'm not...
Go.
He pointed to the door and glowered at me, his jaw set. Eyes hard.
Get the fuck out of here. Go to one of your boys and call the number. Now.
I stepped back, searching his face desperately for love, and was devastated to find nothing. I gripped the Nike, hitched my bag higher on my shoulder, and turned, moving with one socked foot, my gait uneven, my heart breaking as I limped toward the stairwell door. The key fob worked. The garage easy to distinguish given the glittering lineup of vehicles. I passed his Bentley, a red Ferrari, a giant truck, and a Mercedes before reaching the Phantom. Dario hadn't given me a key, and I held my breath as I tried the door. Unlocked. Sliding into it, I saw the key sitting in a small compartment in the dash. Surprised at the lack of security, I started the car. Pulling the belt across my chest, I adjusted the seat and hunched over the steering wheel, carefully rolling out of the spot and moving toward the gate. I made it through the parking garage without hitting anything, and I relaxed a little once I was off the Majestic's property, the car's tint hiding me from view. I headed north and dialed Rick's number first, glancing at the clock. They'd both be at the house. Rick answered the phone, and I let out a hard sigh at the sound of his voice. It's me. I need your help. Something's happened. Lance spoke in the background, and Rick told him to wait a fucking second, then asked me what was going on. I wrapped my hands around the Phantom steering wheel and glanced down at the dash. Lifting my foot off the gas, I forced myself to slow down. I need you or Lance, one of you, to meet me. My voice warbled a bit, and I clamped down on the sentence, not yet ready to continue. Not if I was about to start blubbering into the phone.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Talk about the biggest lie I'd ever told. I amended the words. I mean, a lot has happened. I couldn't go into all of it. I need some help getting out of town.